Recent numbers show that Sky Harbor Airport is no longer on the top 10 list of busiest U.S. airports. That's due at least in part to American Airlines cutting down on its number of flights. American had a nearly 7% drop in annual passengers at Sky Harbor. Before U.S. Airways merged with American, U.S. Airways was known as the Valley's hometown airline, and even prior to that, the distinction went to America West Airlines. Its founder, Ed Beauvais, still lives in the Valley and pays close attention to the airline industry. Recently, I talked with Beauvais about the America West days and the current state of the business. Beauvais told me the first big step toward creating America West was the Airline Deregulation Act that was passed in 1978. I started our conversation by asking Beauvais what he needed to do to get an airline off the ground.
I started in 1981 in an effort to raise about $25 million to start the company. And since I didn't have near that kind of money, I organized a small group of people, including an investment banking firm and a business lawyer. Then I recruited a friend of mine who had worked in the regulatory area at the Civil Aeronautics Board, which was the regulatory entity that was responsible for regulating the airline industry. We then proceeded to cultivate some interest in investing in the local market, and we were successful in raising about $2 million, but we had $23 million to go. And so we went to New York, and we retained an investment banking firm in order to give us the assistance. And so when I told them that we needed to raise $23 million, they're used to that. It took a two-year effort, and in 1983, we were able to successfully raise the money that we needed to start with an initial public offering. We started service here in Phoenix in 1983, August 1st.
As we know, America West is not around anymore, so why not?
It was, number one, a terrific business opportunity. The need for a major hub-and-spoke airline in Phoenix was paramount at that time because it didn't get the kind of service that it needed at the fares that were relatively low, which caused a major stimulation in the size of the market because people could now afford to consider flying as a prospect for their travel. The other is that the geography of Phoenix was particularly critical in that it was adjacent to the largest composite of population that you can imagine, namely California and the rest of the West Coast, and they didn't have effective service in many cases to points east of Phoenix, particularly the satellite airports around Los Angeles and San Francisco and so forth. So we could take a passenger who was from a satellite airport such as Orange County or Burbank, Ontario, and expedite them on their trip, primarily because everybody knows what the hassle is for surface transportation in Los Angeles. It's a very difficult experience. And so if you live in various portions of that large community, it's more accessible for you to go to a nearby airport to get you anywhere. And at the prices we charged, it was irresistible.
A lot of people will cite the lack of corporate headquarters. And America West was really a part of the community. How important do you think America West was as part of this community? And how much did we lose by not having that sort of community partner anymore?
Well, I think it's too early to conclude that the merger with American Airlines has a negative effect on Phoenix. They still today have 300 daily departures, which is far more than anyone else. And so to that extent, Phoenix still enjoys the tremendous impact that the creation of America West started. When we were when we had our corporate headquarters here, we had operations in 17 different buildings in Tempe alone. Now, since American is a Dallas-based airline, they moved some of their operations there as far as management. Mm-hmm. But their operating part, the aircraft, the pilots, the maintenance people, and so forth, they're still right here working away. And most of the 10,000 aviation employees that we created are still here. So this is a major aviation center, as was discovered by the industry when we started and drew the attention. that our operations took. So from that standpoint, Phoenix is still enjoying a tremendous economic impact that was created from 1983 until about 1992 when I left. After that, I really observed that the growth rate of the company slowed significantly, and but it was still a major company.
Do you think that in general, customer service is good in the airline industry right now? And how has it changed since 9/11? Not just customer service, but generally.
Well, number one, it's still good. It's not great. The airline industry worldwide is one of the most important industries there are. It's the only way that you can travel around the world. And traveling is critical to just about every industry there is, because the ability to move creates the ability to understand what the opportunities are. So it still has enormous vitality in its future. One of the problems is that the number of carriers has diminished, just as it did in the automobile industry, when in 1900 there were 100 automobile manufacturers in Detroit alone. So the number of new carriers has diminished greatly in the airline industry, and it's now an oligopoly. Well, the oligopoly has some different incentives. They're large, very large companies, and how they manage their resources and what their particular market objectives are different than what America West had when it started. There's no real dynamic expansion planned by these major companies because they're so large. Their management attention is to refine their product, refine their organization, refine their efficiency, and keep pace with the incredible development of new aircraft with new performance. And so they concentrate on getting better with what they have. They don't consider growth as a vital part of their future.
Ed Beauvais was the chairman and CEO of America West Airlines, and he was recently named an Arizona History Maker.